Hi, 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 and welcome to Shift Talking. I am Davina, your mental health coach and professional friend, here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today is about Mother's Day. We are a week away, and while we talk a ton about mothers and celebrate the women in our lives, I feel the need to also talk about the downside of motherhood, of the realness, removing shame, and speaking the fucking truth about this role. And so today's episode is for the moms and really the parents, right, who adore their kids and sometimes feel like parenthood, motherhood is a soul-stealing, identity-erasing, expectation-laden trap. And that's what I want to talk some shift about today. And this is exactly why I built the Parental Shift. It's not a parenting program. It's for you. For the parts of you that are screaming beneath the surface of the mom role, for the you that doesn't want to fucking fake it anymore. I know you love your kids. I know you'd throw yourself in traffic for them, right? And yet, sometimes you're allowed to fantasize about disappearing. Bottom line is that you can love your kids and also hate motherhood. They're not mutually exclusive. And realistically, motherhood is emotional whiplash. It's joy to resentment, to guilt, to numbness, to joy again. And I hear this all the time from my clients. I've experienced this myself. When you're up at 2 a.m. with a kid who only wants you, and the thought creeps in that I don't want this version of my life anymore. And then because of societal expectations on us, the guilt steamrolls its way in. If it feels like you are the only one who feels this way, it's only because the expectation of silence has been achieved. Here's some stats that I want to share with you. 1 in 5 mothers experience a maternal mental health condition after childbirth. Of those 1 in 5, only 15% are likely to receive any kind of treatment. Between 13 and 30% of parents across cultures and economic groups have admitted regret. Time found 50% of moms feel shame, guilt, regret, or anger tied to motherhood. 72% say nobody tells the truth about what it's actually like. Ding, ding, which is why we're here. And 79% of Gen Z and millennial women say motherhood hurt their confidence. And these aren't just stats. These aren't just numbers, you guys. They are sirens. They're proof that this feeling, the resentment, the grief, it's not personal. It's structural. It's embedded. And yet we aren't doing anything to prevent them. We were manipulated, sold a fantasy that motherhood would complete us, that once you became a mom, everything would fall into place. And instead, what we feel is unraveled. What we were told would come naturally has never felt more foreign. That we'd feel fulfilled when we've never felt more broken and empty. And that we would never want anything more than what we have. Yet we actively fantasize about giving it all up. We become the default parent, the emotional load carrier, the keeper of schedules, snacks, stability. And somewhere along the way, you forgot what it feels like to just want something for yourself. Or even to just want yourself. It becomes such a slow burn over time that the idea of feeling like me is so foreign that I don't even know what it would feel like. This is exactly what we unearth in the Parental Shift. Not just the big feelings, but the nervous system under them. I want to help us all build capacity to hold more without melting down, to say no without guilt, and to claim space without fucking apologizing for it. And let me say this as loudly and clearly as I possibly can. You can hate motherhood and still be an extraordinary parent. You can grieve the woman you used to be, the marriage you used to have, the family system you used to have, the friendships that have since been decimated. You can miss your freedom, your career, your body, your silence. And you can still show up and love your kids. It's about reconnecting to our identities, about regulating our nervous system before we even fucking try to regulate theirs. And it's making room for our full humanity. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to believe that being a good parent should cost my entire sense of self. And yet, that's the cost of admission, apparently. And while I'm sure that there will be plenty of parents who listen to this and disagree, or think that I'm just unhappy with my own life and I should keep this shit to myself because clearly I'm miserable, that's not what's happening. I am extremely fulfilled in being a parent. I absolutely adore my children, and it's an honor, truly, day in, day out, to be their mom. And It took my marriage nearly ending, myself considering self-harm, my entire being getting rocked in order for me to figure out how to do this work well enough that I could even get to this point. Because for a very long time, it didn't even seem realistic that I could achieve this. And a massive part of this is because I live and breathe this work, this content. And so I have the luxury and the curse of having it front of mind often, which contributed to more of my depressive, more of my poor expectations for myself, that if I am in this role, then I shouldn't feel this way. I'm even less allowed to because I have the tools and I have the solutions and I just need to take them. It's not that simple. And for a really long time, I thought it was my husband as the problem. I thought it was my kids. I thought it was me inherently being broken. And truthfully, honestly, I've been able to recognize that it is the system that works against us, that it is the expectations and it's the loss of identity. I have since recognized that it is the way that we perceive parenthood and the way that we sacrifice every ounce of ourselves in order to build up, literally, other humans. And that's okay. I'm more than happy to do that, so long as I know how and I know how to do it well, and I don't sacrifice every single bit of myself in the way that we are conditioned to. Marriages fail every day, not because the marriage wasn't strong enough, but because the two in it were ill-equipped. I wonder how many marriages had to end, how many relationships had to end and crash and burn, no less, because the stressors of parenting overwhelmed our ability to cope. Because our relationship hadn't been tested or tried in these ways, and now that it has been, you're the fucking problem. Because it's easier, because it's such a slow burn, because we don't seek guidance until we are at the end of our rope. And here's why I will not be shutting up about the parental shift. It's because this is what it's built to do. It's built because I could not find a single book or program or anything, any content about this topic when I needed it the most. And now that I was about to say on the other side, but I'm definitely not on the other side. I'm just moving through it. But I feel capable of doing that. I'm confident in my ability to do that. And now that I am in this position, I feel a responsibility and an honor and a genuine desire to be that person for others. I actively grieve the loss of my former self. She was wounded as fuck. She made a lot of mistakes. She was so far from healed. And she felt more assured. She knew more about what she wanted. She didn't have to make each and every decision with the impact it will have on others weighing in. And while I still choose this version of me, and I'm so grateful that I got to this point, I also, again, realize how fortunate I am that this is the line of work that I'm in. And I actively grieve and fear what this would have looked like for me had I not been. Mother's Day isn't just a celebration of what mothers do. It is a massive exploration and celebration of what we are able to achieve and the fact that we are still here. To start this work, what I needed to do was to give myself permission to recognize my faults and errors and blind spots and the things that I just didn't see, to actively crave and to pursue emotional fluency and allow myself to want and achieve more, that I don't need to martyr myself in order to be worthy. I don't have to suffer in order to deserve. I don't have to suffer in order to earn. And we can want our kids and our own life back. Now that I'm doing this work, my kids are seeing a more regulated version of me, a more confident one, one who speaks honestly and clearly about what it is that she has going on, that I don't hide the challenges of being an adult, because also I don't want them to just focus on being a grown-up all the time and try to make time pass faster. I don't want that for them. This is a fucking trap, you guys. Adulthood sucks. Fucking sucks. And the last thing I want is for my kids to not enjoy their time now because they're so ready to get to the point where they get to eat Gushers at 11 p.m. without someone taking it away from them. Like, that's not what parenting is. That's just the consolation prize, you know? It's that. And so I want you to start with just giving yourself permission to even consider what this work might be like for you. You don't even have to actually take any steps. I just want you to consider the option. Give yourself permission to dabble, dip a toe in with curiosity about what your entire sense of self could look like, feel like, be like if you did this work, if you joined the parental shift or you worked with any other provider to address these challenges. So let's go into our shift framework and really work through this. I would prefer that your first part of your S, of your sense of self, be rooted around how many of us become mothers before we finish becoming ourselves. How many of us have a hard time even considering our identity outside of the title of mother, wife, partner, girlfriend, whatever it might be. My work, my focus started with the awareness of and the naming of, identifying of how miserable I was, of how hard this is, of the fact that I didn't know myself really before, and now I'm even further away, and that's terrifying. I started questioning myself more than ever because I didn't feel like I had my intuition. I couldn't hear it, and at times when I did hear something, I didn't know if it was my intuition or my fears talking. And so I want you to do some exploration around the self, around yourself. If you had to introduce yourself to somebody, to me, without any of your titles, what would you say? That one took me a really fucking long time to figure out. And then we go into our H. We forgive ourselves for not loving the role. We forgive ourselves for not knowing what we didn't know, for maybe not asking the right questions or not enough questions because we thought it would come more easily. We thought it would come more naturally. You forgive yourself and you acknowledge that you can still be and you still are an extraordinary parent. You also have the opportunity to become an even better one. A more regulated one, a more fulfilled one. And that's where our innovation comes in, our I. We redefine motherhood on our terms. What would that actually look like? Not a rebellion where like you get a case of the fuck it's and who cares, but a cohesive transformation that roots you in the title of mom and doesn't hold you down. It doesn't trap you in it. You embrace it because you love it and you found a way to maybe not love yourself yet, but tolerate yourself. Be proud of yourself. And of course, here the innovation will be to join the parental shift because we both know you fucking need it. I did too. I do too. Within this framework, you will and we will develop fortitude. We keep going without gaslighting the fuck out of ourselves about what this is supposed to be like. We build a community, a tribe that is doing the same work. And we start believing more in our ability to see this through, to go through each day and lead with gratitude and be present with our kids instead of this scrolling stress ball all day. And ultimately, we transform. We get to a level of transformation. We reclaim the woman inside the mother, the person inside the mother. I need you to know that this episode wasn't a hot take. It is a love letter to the moms who thought that they were alone. To you, if you thought you were alone. You don't have to fix yourself to feel it all better. You do need to stop abandoning yourself inside of a role that was never meant to define your whole identity. On Tuesday, we will have our Shift RX about how motherhood doesn't fix us, it exposes us. So make sure you tune in for that. And then on Thursday, we have our guest conversation with a therapist by the name of Casey Hodes, who specializes in postpartum mom issues, anxiety, depression, all of those types of things. And our conversation was just so gutturally seen. It was a really wonderful conversation, and that will be dropping on Thursday. So in the meantime, moms, happy early Mother's Day. And I emphasize happy, enjoy it, celebrate the fuck out of yourself and allow yourself to be celebrated. And if people don't do that for you, I am. If you do not have anyone that is celebrating you, please DM me and I will celebrate the fuck out of you. I would love to hear from you. Until then, love yourself, love your kids, hate the job, stay steady, and I will see you next time.